I'm in Sinjanjai, a jungle village about 175 kilometers east of the capital, Bissau. With a population of less than 400 and most of them farmers, this village is surrounded by tall grasses and thick trees from where echoes of bird sounds fill the air. In the village center, in an open spot under the mango trees, dozens of women in their colorful dresses sing and dance to welcome me into their village. Right next to the village center is the pride of this community, the primary school. This two-classroom school is built from mud, and inside a humid and dark classroom, a group of pupils between the ages of 8 and 15 proudly read after their teacher. Access to education in Guinea-Bissau is one of the lowest on the continent, and the government, according to statistics, spends the lowest portion of its budget on education. So villages like this one have no chance of having a state-built school. As a result, the villagers took it upon themselves to build this school to give their children basic education. Samba Kande is the village chief.
We have never had a director or a police officer from this village simply because no one from here has ever been to school. This is why we built this school for our children. We want to give them what we did not have.
The lectures given to these pupils here might not be entirely in line with the national curriculum, but that doesn't matter to these villagers because they are already achieving the aims of building this school. Maria Majete is one of the parents.
We used to walk 7 kilometers to the next village just to get educated people there to dial numbers, write or read text messages for us on our cell phones. But we don't do that anymore because our children can now read and write text messages thanks to this school.
This is one of the poorest areas in Guinea-Bissau, but these villagers are able to build this school and pay the teacher thanks to a village savings and loans project set up by NGO Plan International to economically empower grassroots communities like this one. Alassane Drabo is Plan International's country director.
In Guinea-Bissau, the problem is compounded by the situation that the country is in. It's a very difficult economic situation. We're providing institutional support to government, trying to influence the curriculum so that it becomes more gender sensitive.
While neighboring villages with no schools will wait and hope that the new government brings primary education to their communities, the mud school in Sinjanjai will continue to be the pride of the people here. Reporting for RFI, I'm Sheriff Bojang in the village of Sinjanjai, Eastern Guinea-Bissau.